for today's message, I want to share a takeaway that I had from the book, The Man in the Mirror. We're actually reading this book as a group challenge for one of the groups in La Tribu. And even though the book is geared towards men, there are a lot of lessons and takeaways that can be applied across the board. And in one of the chapters, it's talking about significance and the search for meaning and purpose. I myself, as a coach, I get asked this question a lot. I get a lot of people that their main focus is trying to find that purpose, trying to find something that will leave a long lasting impact, you know, a legacy. And the way this book breaks down, it says inappropriate ways of finding significance. Essentially, it's sharing examples of the way people try and find significance for their lives, and it won't accomplish that long-lasting impact the way we think it is. And in one of them, it talks about fame being one of those ways, and how fame are really short memories. And the example it gives, it paints a picture of this person that goes to a tennis match, and as they're introducing the past champions, it's very telling of how fame really works. And it says that, you know, they introduced the champion that was the champion 40 years ago, and there was very little applause. And as they got closer and closer to the most current champion, obviously the applause grew. And it was crazy because to this person, it was like, man, like the person that was a champion 40 years ago was still a champion, just like the champion that is now. But their significance is so much less because, like, everybody wants the current. Everybody knows, a lot more people obviously know the current, right? Because 40 years ago, you know, there are a lot of people that are still not alive about what happened, you know, from that were there 40 years ago to see this player play. And it ends the passage by saying, when you try to answer the question, who am I, in terms of fame, you select an identity that will fade like sun-bleached furniture. And I love that because I believe that 1,000%. If you seek out fame as your significance, it's just a short memory. And we can use so many analogies, so many examples. And for me personally, specifically with sports, right? Even this, just the whole debate of who the greatest basketball player of all time is. And I have this constantly with friends and family. And now that I read this passage, it makes sense that one of my younger cousins would say that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. But that's because he wasn't around when Michael Jordan was playing. And this, for the same goes for the person that says that Kobe Bryant was the greatest basketball player of all time. They more than likely weren't around to see, you know, Michael Jordan play on TV day in and day out. So if at that level, fame is short-lived, if Michael Jordan, who in my eyes is the greatest basketball player of all time, can be short-lived because of his significance, because he's not around and because he's not actively playing right now, then what's that to say about everything else? So remember, if you try to answer the question, who am I, in terms of your fame, you will select an identity that will fade like some bleached furniture. This is actually the first, I'm going to do a three-part segment on this. I was going to do them all in one episode, but I wanted to still keep them short. And so I'll do the second one tomorrow and the third one the day after. And these are all inappropriate ways of finding significance, or incorrect ways of finding significance. I appreciate everybody that listens to this. I appreciate the feedback that, you know, people are enjoying the messages. If you're listening to it now, if you can go over and hit like, whatever platform you're listening to, or go ahead and take a screenshot. I really appreciate those screenshots. Tag me on Instagram. Tell me that you're listening. Tell me that you're enjoying these. And obviously that, you know, that just motivates me to keep putting out great content like this. So don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.